Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Land of the free, home of the brave, totally surveilled, tattletale citizens everywhere, mindless scum, and I mean scum, who think it's illegal to homeschool your children all over the country from Massachusetts to California to Illinois. They're the worst. They're now without a law trying to CPS homeschoolers. It's been all over the news where they just come out and say, sorry, no teaching certificate, you can't teach. That's the next thing. Doesn't matter if homeschoolers statistically have the highest test scores or the cream of the crop sought after by the Fortune 500. None of that matters, okay? And as millions more exodus the prison training camps, you're going to see a backlash by the government training camps trying to force you back in. So this poor lady had a truancy officer show up. She, the mother, 11-year-old child, went and got the, quote, booklet from the school. It has one page, a policy for homeschoolers. See, but it doesn't matter to this scum. They will have, through color of law, with no law, the truancy officer will then claim there's truant and then call in color of law CPS. Again, the total criminality of the state, folks, in your face. It's like they say there's a law, you got to take vaccines. No law. They take kids every day in this town where I live for this, okay? Thousands a year just where I live. No law. No. Let me explain the ultra evil of that. I mean, you want prima facie, total evidence of massive coordinated strategia against you. Oh, man, I'm so sick of women and children being harassed by these bullies. Every fiber in my gut just wants to wage war on them. Now, we've got to wake the people up, and these brainwashed scum who just think their authority is God. I'm going to shut up. Let's go back to Kitty in New Hampshire. Kitty, I don't know your law there, but it's pretty much the same everywhere. And you said you went and got their, quote, law, and it's just policies of the school that, see, telling you, never had them in their system, what to do in New Hampshire. Please continue.
Yeah, and one of the things it says that all these things are not required, like state assessment test or any other particular assessment. And SAUs, which I'm not even familiar what SAU.
Yeah, but let me guess. The what did the truancy officer say when he came to your door and knocked on a law-abiding citizen's door where he has no business? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, other than the fact that he told me that I have to register my child with a school, he handed us this booklet.
Which isn't a law. So now we know it doesn't say it's the law. It says it's a policy, doesn't it?
Right. It says rules.
Ah!
And the one page that they give you, it says common practices under home education law. Now, when I called the school district, I was told that evaluation is the law.
But
I have to have it.
But in the booklet itself, it says you don't have to do it.
Yes, the one page.
But see, the God on the other end has never read their own policies. They just tell these dumb cops, these stupid CPS workers, and they go out and do stuff that isn't even a law. They snatch kids every day that haven't had vaccines. There's no law, you criminal scum suckers. What is your major malfunction? Ugh! And they think we're weird because we don't like this. Because we don't like them sticking their fat noses in our business.
I don't want to get him in the school system, Alex, and I don't know, short of taking him to court, I don't know what to do.
Well, did he threaten you? What did he say when he was there?
He said that he only came up because this woman had called in and reported him. So the only reason that he came up was because she keeps bothering him going, well, have you done anything?
I bet she doesn't have kids. She's the mommy, though, at a subconscious level. She's jealous of you having children. She's some feminist leftist. And now she wants to be the mommy of your child. Hey, lady, you didn't carry him for 9 months.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The new tyranny is going to be enforced against people who are totally law-abiding. They don't even need laws. Do you understand? In Travis County, and it's the same all over the country, if you're arrested for no seatbelt, if you're arrested for a warrant from the no seatbelt ticket, it doesn't matter. When you go to jail, they come to the jail cell and they say, just sign this and you'll bond out your cell for free. And people go, oh, because Americans are trained to be complete idiots. And they don't read the big four-page triplicate form. And you've agreed to nine, last time I checked, we're going to report on it. We got CBS locally, too. You are then enrolled as a criminal. It's a further adjudication. And you agree that you've been involved in drug crimes, family violence, DUIs, robberies. It's just all on there. And then people freak out suddenly when they get their call and they've got to go in for their probation hearings, or suddenly they're before, and I mean, this is America. What the Soviets did in big, you know, stone-walled, cold prisons, I mean, it was a big secret. They'd rough you up. They'd say, sign the form, say you did it, because, you know, Russians knew that was tyranny. Not Americans. Boy, you just give Americans a form, and they just sign it. Remember one time I was in jail and they brought me a form. I didn't even read it. I said, I'm not going to sign anything. Then Mike Hansen went to jail because he wouldn't let him search his car without a warrant. That was when he walked out. I remember Hollywood Video. He called in live on a cell phone so everybody heard it on the radio. That was huge news. And he's walking out and, you know, the alarm goes off. It's summer. He's wearing shorts. I'm going to go back to you in a minute, Kitty. A shirt. He's got his little daughter, Crystal, now graduated from high school. She was little then. And the alarm goes off. They didn't de-scan the videotapes. And the manager says, go on out. Yeah, go. You know how they always do when it happens to you at the store or at the mall. Go on out. Yeah, yeah, I know. And the security guard had seen Mike on TV. Mike used to be on the TV show at that point and was also running for office, getting ready to. And so, and later the state, the county cop, county sheriff's deputy admitted he knew who Mike was. And he said, hey, stop, I'm going to search you. And Mike's car was parked right in front. And Mike said, hey, man, I got a couple of videos, Disney videos here. I don't have anything on me. You heard the manager. The manager walks out and goes, yeah, it's fine. And the guy goes, no, I'm going to search you. And Mike said, no, you're not. He started getting in his car. Well, the guy reached in and grabbed on him. So Mike pushed his hand off, rolled the window up. And they knocked, and called into the show. And then the Ritters, same folks I was talking about earlier. The Ritters pull in, a lot of courage, got right in there with their video camera, got footage of it all, busting the window out on his daughter. And at about midnight, we're all down there protesting. This is hours later. It happened about 7 o'clock at night. There's about 100 of us out protesting outside the jail. And Mike calls me on the cell phone, his one phone call, and he goes, listen, they've been torturing me. They're trying to force me to sign a document. It says that I'm guilty of all these crimes. And frankly, I thought Mike had gone crazy. I was ignorant. I guess this is about 9 years ago. What was this, like 98, 97? I thought Mike was lying. And I didn't know Mike to be a liar. I just couldn't. I was naive, folks. They wouldn't let the big protest upstairs, but they'd let people individually in. So I went in up to the big glass window, and I'm talking to the jail guard, one of the people there, and I said, yeah, Mike was just telling me that you gave him something called a personal bond, but that can I see one of those? And she said, sure, have one. And I turned it over, and it said that that anyone who signed it had committed all these crimes. And agreed to a furnished adjudication to take, we calculated, it was like over $3,000 in classes. And then you're on probation for 6 months. But then you've got to pay all, and then go into the system. Drunk driving, robbery, family violence. I mean, it was 9 different things. And so we covered it on the TV show, CBS, then had a local newscast. We've got somewhere in the archives where they say, think you're innocent until proven guilty? Not in Travis County. You're guilty until proven innocent. You see, in America, we're so brainwashed, the cops, the jailers, everybody, that they think that's normal. Oh, and I forgot the part about Mike said, listen, they've been torturing me. They're trying to force me to sign documents and some personal recognizance bond. I won't do it. No, please. And then Mike later gets out and says they choked him, they stomped him, they did pressure points. Then he does a Freedom of Information Act request, gets the video, and they're so arrogant. He shows him on the phone in the hall. They hear him, and they're all around him, 3 of them, and they all start putting their hands around his neck on his body, and then the tape cuts out and goes black. They gave him the whole shift, hours of video, right there for about 3 minutes, it goes black. And we've got to get that tape and put that on TV again and just show people. So literally, I'm on the phone, and he's saying he's being tortured. He's saying they're trying to force me to sign documents, and I hear, no, 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 not again. I mean, you know, this is what's going on in America. I didn't believe it. Later, I saw the video. They didn't cut it 30 seconds before it started. They're so arrogant. It shows them putting their hands on him and one putting their hands around his neck, and then it goes black. That is America. That's who these people are. They're enemies of this country, and I'm tired of everybody kissing up to them. They come take people's kids when there's no law to take a vaccine. They come take their kids when there's no law to enroll them in the school system. They come and they engage in criminal activities with force of arms in a concerted, organized syndicate. And I'm tired of kissing up to the whole system. It's all criminal. Individuals may not be criminal within it, but the system is completely bankrupt, completely reprobate, completely evil, just like it's been in every other society. Freedom was an incredibly rare thing, folks, and it's going down the toilet right now. You know, it's going down the drain. The last bits of freedom are draining down the drain right now. And you need to get mad about this. I mean, how? I mean, dirty Soviets knew it was bad and knew it was evil and knew to hide it and did it in subterranean pits. They normally did the torture underneath the jails. They'd have a facility. It goes back to the Tsarist Russia. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about it. Not anymore. Not in America, man. They had the city and county officials on TV going, of course we have them sign this. I mean, you people just make me sick. Now, it sounds like this truancy officer isn't that bad of a person. He says, man, one reason I'm here is your neighbor. He needs, you know, it's the law. You need, and then here's the booklet from the school. The school to some woman who's never had her kid in his system. He's 11 years old. That's what, 5 years of school. Never been in their system. Had him in kindergarten, as she said earlier. Earlier in, you know, I guess when he, for a half a year, I think she said. She lives in a new state. And some, I'm going to shut up. Just tell the story and then I'll try to advise you. I'm sorry it gets me so upset. It's just shame on you. People in government ought to be ashamed of themselves till all this behavior is extincted. But it isn't going away. It's getting worse. Kitty in New Hampshire, finish up your story. Tell me what happened when he came to the door. What was said? What happened?
Well, he told me that I had to register him with a school, either whether it be the state or the district. Now, when I called Charlotte Isabet to ask her for advice, she said, you don't want him in the district. You want him in the state. Now, the state, when I called, they're telling me that I have to refer back to where I am. Now, this goes back to this John Cruikshank, who is the truant officer. And they are the ones that when I called them yesterday, they informed me that my son would have to take an evaluation. It is the law, and they were really belligerent about that.
Oh, yeah, because you're the bad parent. They're the real parent. They're the state. They're God. You didn't know that you're to be talked. That's what the airport screening's about, all of it. Notice they're encouraged to be rude to us now. Get us used to it. And so, but the booklet they gave you said it's not the law.
Right. It's just rules. And now I'm thinking that the only way I'm going to get them off my back now is to take them to court.
Well, no, you don't want to get entangled with these people. Do you rent your house?
Yes, I rent an apartment.
Okay, can't you just move out of the county to a county right next door and even still work at the same place?
I could, but it would be, we just moved in here. And we have already spent so much money.
No, I understand. Well, the first thing you need to do is get together with family, whatever, and you need to nicely let this neighbor know that false charges, you know, claiming some type of neglect or something, is a serious civil penalty. It's also a serious criminal penalty, and that you're strongly considering following that if you ever get, you know, any more of her behavior. That it's your right to homeschool. And I would do it written. Don't do it with this mindless peon to her scumbag face.
How do I handle this, John, truant officer?
Okay, what did he say? Did he say, I'm going to come back and take your kid if you don't do this?
No.
What did he say?
He handed us all these forms and these pieces of paper, and when you read all this paperwork, this one page that deals with the homeschooling says I don't have to do any of this stuff, but now at the same time, this other paper that they give you, they want you to circle whether it goes grades 1 through 5 or grades 6 through 12, and they want you to fill this out, and it's got all the child's name, date of birth, address, all this. And now it goes back into all the evaluation, and it will be done because it is the law.
Well, I'll tell you what they do in some of the states like California where they are forcing these evaluations. I don't know if the law's changed in New Hampshire. CPS is there and does an interrogation trying to slip your kid up. And we've got to teach your children, folks, not to talk. People in uniforms, you need to let them know, statistically, are the most dangerous individuals they will ever come in contact with. And people with clipboards, the system, whatever. Just like you teach your children not to talk to strangers or bandits or, you know, to... If they see a grizzly bear, run the other direction. Stay there, my dear. It makes me so mad to see a woman cornered. I just want to... Oh, God, I hope you curse every one of these people.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Back when this country had log cabin education, we had better industry, better presidents, better leaders. Many of our presidents were raised at home, taught at home. The system is designed to turn out mindless, fad-driven cogs. It would be better to, for your child to have no education than to go to public school. And if you're insulted by that out there, people who rationalize, the schools teach your children how to be drug-using, promiscuous individuals who learn how to be frisked and searched and controlled by police, period. And that's why there's been an exodus from just a few hundred thousand homeschoolers 8-9 years ago to, I said 3 million the other day. That's a number I saw a few years ago, and I got corrected that it's over 5 million now, and I was sent news articles. And it's just going to keep happening. And it'll get to a point where, you know, half the population's got their children out of public schools. That's why they want to destroy the economy, so you can't afford to not be in their system. And they're just trying to ban it. Your big problem's that neighbor. She's not going to stop. She'll look for anything. God forbid your son, you know, be out playing and have a scratch on his knee. I'm not trying to scare you. You need to be prepared for her to say that that's abuse. Start calling on you. Well, tell me about this neighbor. I don't want to hear her name on air, but tell me about this neighbor. And has she ever approached you? Or I guess she approaches your son. I would imagine that's what these creeps do. Tell me.
Well, she used to be a neighbor. She has a son. She's on welfare. And
she's in the system and managed by CPS. Oh, they're the worst, so they think this is part of the system. Okay.
Yes.
Now, they probably give her brownie points and tell her they won't take her kid and will give her little goodies. She's probably getting kickbacks for every child snatched. Okay, now I see.
Well, we tried to give my son the idea of there's two sides to the railroad, and we wanted him to see what the other side of the railroad looked like. And it ended up being that because I ended up telling this boy that I thought it was in the best interest for my son if he didn't come over anymore.
Oh, you don't want your son with this white trash scum.
Yes, and that
of
was
course.
When the trouble started.
No, it's always, and that's how Nazi Germany was, that's how America now is, it's all about vindictiveness. And so, and so this welfare trash, she is total scum, does nothing but watches television, where on all the dramas and sitcoms and Saving Amy and all this stuff, they tell you on TV homeschooling's illegal, that you can see it all over TV, they imply it's illegal or that you're all abusive, and so she ratted you out. Well, you let that white trash know in a letter. I would do this. I'm not saying you should do this. You do what you want. You let that white trash know that if there are any more reports, any more false reports that is civil and criminal, that you're going to file suit against her, that you need to send her. She's so ignorant. Go to Google, print off mainstream news articles about something, some headline. You just type in more and more Americans homeschooling, circle it and say, see, it's not illegal. Be very mechanical in the letter, no insults, though I know it would be proper to, and just say that this is horrible what she's done and trying to get you into the system, and that if there's any more false reports, that you're going to probably do something civil.
My husband has asked this John if he wanted to go on the air with you. And he said no.
That's very good to let them know you're in contact with the media. Did he get very respectful after that?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He was very hesitant about it, and he was very nervous.
Yeah, we still have some tiny bit of groveling power against you. We still have some weapons, though they're meek, against your abuse and your tyranny.
Yes. I'd love you to come down here and go after them, Alex. I mean, I'm ready.
Unfortunately, we get hundreds of calls off air every week. I mean, it's just, you ought to see the stuff that's going on, man. Look, I've been at the hospitals covering it when they choke women into signing forms to hand over newborn babies that are sold to the adoption agencies for $250,000. Okay, I mean, I've seen hells you can't imagine, ma'am. I mean, what you're in is nothing. You want to stay out of it. You want to go down and you want to search New Hampshire truancy laws, New Hampshire homeschooling laws. There are homeschool advocacy groups that are the real experts. You know what? I'm going to give you my office number. Kevin's out right now. Aaron's out right now. They're off doing business. But I will, in your case, we've got some names because we give them out all the time of good groups. And I'll put you in contact with real experts who can advise you, okay?
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to give you my office number and call, and Kevin will try to get back with you. And we can't get back with everybody, folks. That's why you should support us and buy the books and videos, because I could then hire more employees. We spend most of our time, frankly, doing this now, and then we can't film make. We can't get anything done, but you got to help. You got to help people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
That's exactly what I hope. Help us get the message in the bottles. Millions of us every day are throwing more bottles with messages into the sea to go to faraway lands, or sometimes they wash up just down the shore and somebody else picks them up more often than not. We're having an effect. Please tell everybody you know every day, your email list, message boards, your MySpace account, folks at work, about InfoWars.com, about InfoWars.net, about JonesReport.com. Help us tell people about Terror Storm for free on Google Video. For free. Help us get the word out to the people. I mean, when you see the abuse of innocence, it's my instinctive need to fight them. And I can't believe how bad things are, but we've been incrementally brought into this, so we're not aware of it. It's the old frog in the pot of water. You turn up slow, it boils. If you were to throw it in scalding water, it'd jump right out. And right now it's boiling, folks. The eyes are rolling back in the head of the frog. And I think about the things they do to innocent women like this lady. But, ma'am, I don't want you to be too paranoid in the system. A lot of times they'll come out and won't come back out again. Your big problem is going to be this lady, but if she doesn't still live by you, that's a lot better. And it may just kind of blow over and go away. If somebody does knock on your door, do not answer it. Get advice from the different homeschooling groups that we can put you in contact with. If you've got a search, if you've got a computer, if not, go to the library. Take 5 hours if it takes it. And it'll take me 2 minutes, but once you learn how to use this stuff, get the New Hampshire laws and have that. And if you ever get confronted, the problem is these thugs, especially the CPS workers, don't like to hear they're wrong. So a lot of times you show them laws and argue with them, it totally freaks them out because they have a lot of guilt. And they just go nuts. I mean, you're being not, this is like a stick-up. They're just criminals. Now, it sounds like this truancy officer probably doesn't like abusing people. A lot of people in the system are good. Just because they're 5 times more likely to be abusive, doesn't that's still a low number of them are. But the law itself is criminal. The law itself, well, again, it isn't even a law, but the things they do, it's all color of law. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that I want to be able to warn more people. I want more AM and FM affiliates. I want more people listening on the Internet. I want more people listening on shortwave. I want more people to get Terror Storm and to make copies of it on DVD aggressively. I want you to support us because everything we do is about fighting the globalist. And I just have such a desire, a burning passion to overturn these people, to punish them, and to defend the weak, to defend and the ignorant. And we're all ignorant. I'm ignorant. I'm learning more every day. I didn't know they tortured people in the Travis County jail. I didn't know they tried to force everybody by threats to sign documents waiving all their rights and agreeing to crimes they weren't even arrested for. I didn't know that, I mean, I used to laugh even 10 years ago that fluoride was poisonous until I read all the university studies. I didn't know all this. It's just, I can't, it's hard to believe how bad it is. But you can find, and I'm going to your calls, I'm going to Heavy and David and Johnny and John and Chris right now. But I didn't know just how bad it was. I mean, we live in this every day. We don't know. And the more I find out, it's just a lot of people who live overseas or Americans who've lived overseas or travel, who've been to dictatorships, say that America in many respects is worse. It's just people don't realize it because it's normalized and because we don't communicate. Folks used to meet, you know, at the end of the street every night and, you know, cook hamburgers or talk or go on camping trips together or church, and people didn't watch TV. They communicated, and if somebody did that, people flip out. We have been gelded. We have been domesticated. Let's go to Heavy in California, holding like a real trooper. Thank you. Now we're going to move quickly. Go ahead, Heavy.
Hi, Alex. Prison Planet TV member for over a year. For the past day, I've been wondering whether you're trying to see how awake we are or if you're a shill for the New World Order, because I've been irritated by the fact I'm trying to figure out why you posted the Oklahoma City Timothy McVeigh story. It's clearly not McVeigh in the picture.
Well, I disagree with you. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I checked with a professor. I read over all the have you read the accompanying documentation?
Yes, and others have too, including editors. We searched it, and there's pretty much nothing. And, I mean, this is serious business. I mean, we can't look like a National Enquirer tabloid. I mean, it hurts
credibility. Okay, well, give me evidence. You searched something. I mean,
we're asking you for evidence, more evidence.
You just said you had evidence it wasn't him. I mean, tell me.
The picture, it's clearly not McVeigh. I mean, I can look at WTC7 and clearly know without anything that it's a controlled demolition. Just like I can look at this picture, it's not McVeigh.
Well, I mean, your evidence is everybody's saying it isn't him. Actually, most people that have emailed us or what I've seen posted say, number one, this is McVeigh years younger than when you first see him on the scene. The teeth are the same. The eyes are the same. The eyebrows are the same. The voice is the same. So, I mean, you're sitting here, you know, saying, first you claim you had evidence. You said, we've searched it. And our editors, what does that word editors mean?
It's a serious claim, Alex.
No, you're saying edit. You said
I googled Bill Bean, and there's absolutely nothing.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? I don't know. Maybe we need more. Can you give us more? Because it's a serious accusation. I mean, it's evidence. You know, we already know that all this is happening. But I mean, we can't become the National Enquirer, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, kind of like I was the National Enquirer when I told you they were building FEMA camps.
Not at all. Not
well,
at
I
all.
Always got accused of that, or I was the National Enquirer about North American Union, or one day after it passed, we got the bill, and I said it does affect U.S. citizens, H.R. 6166, and then people all over said, oh, no, it doesn't say that. I can't find it. It says early in the bill it doesn't affect citizens, but then I've had a train of legal experts and top scholars on and all these big university, you know, law professor heads breaking down the exact subsections of U.S. code where it does say U.S. citizens. And see, I mean, so, and certainly I do make mistakes. We're wrong from time to time. If you're looking for somebody who's 100%, the last time that happened, it was Jesus Christ, and I'm certainly not Jesus Christ.
Right.
So,
can I give you a quote?
Okay.
From the Time for Decision, 1944, government official Sumner Wells. He goes on to say, quote, when the right time comes, stimulate internal dissension sufficiently to destroy the morale of the people. Now, knowingly or unknowingly, we all could be contributing to their plan. So what I'm saying is, you've taught us well, Alex. Search, dig, question sources. The truth can be used as propaganda to destroy morale.
Yeah. Well, one could say what you're doing now is one of the better examples of that.
Alex, I'm a believer.
Yeah. Well, number one, I've never asked anybody to believe in me. I've always said the opposite. I'm not your leader. I'm not your leader. I don't claim to be pure as the driven snow. I don't claim to be some perfect saint. I am legitimate. What I do is legitimate. I am doing my best to tell the truth. I am doing my best to reach out to people, and I appreciate your call. I've also said many, many times here on air that 9/11 was probably meant to come out to a certain extent, just like JFK. They did that sloppy so people in the know would know. And I've said many times that if we just sit here and blame George Bush for 9/11 and we act like George Bush and the neocons are the final arbiters and the final people, and if we don't expose the fact that the European Union owners own this country and are using us as their front, their engine to go dominate the world, and then we take the blame. It's like Rupert Murdoch demonizes us in his newspapers and TV overseas, but then builds us up and tells us to go along with the war here domestically. That's a clear sign right there. Everything they do is to destroy the family on their TV shows, you know, the worst programs, all of that. Look at the fruits. Conversely, I'm telling you, I mean, do you hear me talking about Barack Obama and Hillary all day? No, I say that's a diversion. They're all puppets. We get 8% turnout at the local level, 50-something percent nationally, depending on the year, between 50 and 60%. We need to start focusing locally, taking control. I tell you to be a leader. I tell you to get involved. You are not going to hear that from operatives. We never spend our time attacking other so-called patriots, even people we know are feds, because that will just turn into a big diversion. It'll actually give them more attention. People we weren't sure of, now we are sure of, all the ridiculous stuff they're putting out on 9/11. You know, I have to weigh all of that. And so the number one thing you can see in a COINTELPRO operative is all they'll do is tell you they're the only leader. Don't trust any of these other groups. Everything's infiltrated. Everything's watched. I'll tell you everything isn't infiltrated. They don't have as much power. They tell you they're spying on everybody to intimidate you. They can spy. They are spying, but it's all in basic breakdowns and algorithms. You know, they can't go look up billions of people and what they're doing. It's all an intimidation. I'm telling you we're going to win this thing. I'm telling you we can win. I'm telling you we can get the republic back. I'm telling you we don't want to get violent. And then Alex is a Fed. He never says we ought to get violent. And then these websites talk about all the people they want to kill. If they weren't feds, they'd be arrested in hours. Another thing, feds don't operate for 12 years. They don't, in almost every case, they don't. I mean, it doesn't matter. The North American Union is here. Are you going to fight it? Are you going to stay on issue and message? Look, just do yourself something that's easy and a favor, okay? It isn't true, but just decide I'm bad. Okay? Just decide I'm bad, if that'll get you to move on to some real issues. See, because most of these websites and organizations and groups, they ninny. They don't get out and fight the New World Order. They don't go start organizations. They don't find ways to reach out to more people. They'll ninny about how I'm not doing the show right. They'll ninny and perseverate on how I should do a better job. Hey, I have never claimed to be perfect, and I've never sat here and said that I've got all the answers. I looked at the McVeigh photos, stills. I looked at the McVeigh. You know, one big thing is if you take the video of McVeigh and you take the color out because he's so tanned, and then when you see him, he's all pale from jail. You take the picture. Because we did this just because Kevin made a copy of the news article and gave it to me. And I'm like, oh, that looks even more like him. That is him. You try taking the color photos we've got. Try making a Xerox copy of them off a color printout or do a black and white print, and then you really see it. What a lot of people see is that the top of the head's covered. They see that the skin is super tanned. I mean, he's got very dark skin. He's got a very deep tan. You look at that. You look at the nose. You look at the teeth. You look at the eyes. You look at everything. And it is a spitting image of McVeigh. And then a major university professor did the voice test and said that it is a, quote, high match, and that a very unusual voice, again, very unusual voice that has some type of speech impediment. Now, it won't be the first time and it won't be the last. I don't think it's a baloney story, but it won't be the first time and it won't be the last if it is that I've been taken. We get up here and we admit to that. In fact, let me just give you some ammunition against me while we do this. Don't worry, folks, a new order, somebody will probably kill me. I'll probably go to prison. You know, and you can dance around and say I'm bad when that happens. You know, it'll feel good. Because you can't pull down the New World Order, you think, so just go ahead and go after Alex Jones. Here, let me give you some ammunition. Sam Danner. Oh, remember that guy? And I should have known the sources that was coming from. Some of the biggest operatives out there on the globe. Total baloney. But the guy sounded so uncredible. You know, I mean, the greatest minds out there in cloak and dagger on the enemy side get fooled. I mean, this stuff is hard. Okay, you try doing this 3 hours a day on air, 3 hours of preparation. You try then trying to make films, do TV shows, do radio. I did radio interviews this morning. I'll be on Lars Larson tonight. I'll have to fight to see my family. I love all the armchair quarterbacks that have whole websites dedicated to attacking me and others, and who never put out any original material, or if they do, it's all disinfo. Let me think of what else we've made mistakes on. There's not a lot of examples. Hey, the phones, we don't screen your calls. Call in with examples of where I've been wrong. Let's do something destructive today. I mean, let's, you know, you want to talk about COINTELPRO? You want to hurt the movement? Here, let's do it right now here together. Okay, let's not keep our eyes on the game. Hey, man, I've been telling you all along that I probably won't be here forever, that I can't do it all for you, that I don't have all the answers. You know, my poo-poo, folks, doesn't smell like roses. I'm not perfect, okay? So you start a radio show, and you start a website, and most of you that do get attacked that first time, you go crazy and do a tizzy, and you spend all your time attacking other people back until you burn out and never do any work. Why don't you go out with video cameras on the weekend and show cops abusing people and put it on YouTube? Why don't you expose that? Why don't you go expose the illegal aliens coming across our border? Why don't you go join the Minutemen? Why don't you go start looking at your city budget and expose the comprehensive annual financial reports? Why don't you do the hundreds of important fight the phony environmental groups stealing people's property all over the country? Why don't you go show how the land they grabbed in Austin, Texas, was been given over to developers when they claimed it was going to be for a city park? Why don't you pick the thousands of issues? Why don't you get your town defluoridated? Why don't you try to get the vaccines? Why don't you go help these families having their kids snatched by CPS? Why don't you, instead of sitting up there in the peanut gallery, constantly analyzing and griping and complaining, why don't you get up and do something? And I'm talking to people, too, who supposedly are getting up and doing something. Why don't you do more? Okay? I think this story looks credible. It's been researched by some reporters that have done good work in the past. I looked at that. And we did the interview. Okay? Now, if you don't like it, don't let the door hit you in the butt. Don't ever listen to this show again.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
David, Johnny, John, Chris, others, your calls are coming up. I've been so busy fighting the New World Order, always making a new film, I didn't ever have time to remaster, redo my first seven films and put them on DVD. They are now on DVD. They are done. They are completed. They are available right now. My first seven films, America Destroyed by Design, all three of my Police State films, The Masters of Terror, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. They are all available right now for you at InfoWars.com. And there's huge discounts. You can get all three of my Police State films on three separate discs in a box case for $34.95. That's a $25 discount. That would normally be $60. And your purchase makes this transmission possible. You can call toll-free to also get the old films, the classic films on DVD now. A lot of you have been waiting to do that. 888-253-3139. And you can get Terror Storm, which is highly effective, exposing the history of government-sponsored terror. And I authorize and encourage you to make copies of it and get it out to folks. Please, the effect is massive. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. David in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead. Is David there?
Alex. Let's
get, you there now, David?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. All right, he doesn't know he's there. It's all right. Let's go to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, go ahead. When it rains, it pours. Okay, thank you, Johnny. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I don't think you're an agent, but I agree with everything you've said about the inside job of 9/11, the police state measures. I think you do a masterful job. You're a treasure on those issues. I'm on the left. I voted for Workers Org write-in because I agree with you about the Democrats and Republicans both being a party of war. And I've even advocated on three national radio programs, your Terror Storm. Everybody get that on Google. But I have serious disagreements. I would ask some people to check out a website called watch.pair.com/JBS, watch.pair.com/JBS. And it's got a well-documented bibliography of how the John Birch Society is intimately tied in with the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, through its Western Goals spy organization that evaded a lot of the prohibitions against spying to funnel a lot of the spying operations for the National Security Agency, the FBI, CIA, and its connections to Reinhold Gehlen, the Nazi spy master who was brought into the CIA and Western intelligence after the Second World War. Western Goals, under Larry MacDonald, actually set up the Western branch of that and collaborated with this Nazi. Other ultra-right fascist groups like the World Anti-Communist League and others who specialize in the kind of assassination death squads that Oliver North was involved in are also interlocked with that. And many people like H.L. Hunt, this ultra-rightist who was, many researchers say, was implicated in the Kennedy assassination, was a major funder of the John Birch Society. But this article, which is put out by a Christian, in the last part of it, I don't agree with it because in some ways it actually picks up some of the John Birch Society ideas, but it documents all of these fascist connections of the John Birch Society, and I think that in some ways you've been influenced by some of this, and on those issues I think you're going to be brought right back into the neocon camp.
All right, what's the website again, John?
It's watch.pair, PAIR.com/JBS. And I think it would open a lot of eyes about the John Birch Society's connections even to the CFR.
John, I appreciate your call.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.